and Keith coming up in half an hour at 10. And if you would prefer to watch, you can watch them. You can watch everything at this radio station on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And if you are looking for a diamond, then go see them at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And their team will take the time to teach you how to buy a diamond, which is very important. So check out springers.com. And thank you. We appreciate you watching the show when you do. This is Eric from Rhode Island. Hello, Eric.
How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to weigh back in on the Diggs thing, you know, yeah. The Steelers guys kind of bashing him and everything.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, this is a diva receiver. When you're dealing with a diva receiver, these are the things that come with it. I mean, and with the line, you know, that Morgan Moses and all them, they're going to add that extra 2 seconds that Josh Allen needs. I mean, he's a mobile quarterback. So all he needs is that. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He has a crap line, and all he needs to do is have them extra 2 seconds to get around.
Yeah, you mean Drake May or the the 2 extra seconds that Josh Allen gets or whoever. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, because they're both kind of the same. You know what I mean? And Diggs is out there. Now other teams aren't going to be able to stack the box on us like they did last year because they're not worried about the receivers. Now we got Mac Hollins for over the top. And we have Diggs just to be doubled up if they need to. And that will open up the run game for us. So yeah. I do think this is a big help.
Right. And I'll say this about Steph Diggs. If he is healthy, he's a 1,000-yard wide receiver. Like, he'll get open. He'll make plays. That's what he's done pretty much the majority of his football career. So if he is healthy and he's ready to go, even if it's week 3, you know, and he's able to give you, 14 games, whatever, I expect him to be a valuable asset for your offense. And now we'll have to see what some of these other guys are. What's Kendrick Bourne look like? What's Jalen Polk look like? And I heard might have been Shime and who was the dude?
Lions
talking about, like, who might be the odd man out, whether it's Jalen Polk.
I like that show idea. Shime and who's his name?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Ooh, mystery guest every
mystery
time.
Mystery guest.
Name's not really your thing.
No, I mean, we all have our issues there.
And to be fair, normally it's Mego, but she's on vacation.
Right. And whether it's Keyshawn Booty, like, who is.
People take way too much vacation around here.
It is a lot of vacation they take, right? So who are the guys that step up in the passing game? And right, who are some of the young guys? I know Shime is really high on Kyle Williams, and there's a lot of positivity coming out of New England about him. But who's going to be that other guy other than Steph Diggs who defenses have to concern themselves with a little bit?
At some point, just out of dumb luck, don't the Patriots have to draft a good receiver? Like,
at some point.
A broken clock is right twice a day. Like, I feel like this has to be the year at some point. And, Shime, I would just ask you this, as the number one Drake apologist.
Of course.
And it really bothers you when people have binkies and defend them all the time. But.
Yeah, terribly.
If, let's say, Tua was the Patriots quarterback, what would you say his stats would be in this offense?
Putrid.
So you think that this is.
Like, to the point where he would probably end up getting benched.
So you think Drake May, 22 touchdowns, 11 picks, is great because other quarterbacks would have maybe the inverse, like 11 touchdowns, 18 picks.
Yes, exactly. So, like, if you put, like, Sam Darnold on this team, he might. I think he would throw 10 interceptions before he gets to 10 touchdowns, kind of thing. Like, that's why, like, I believe Drake is still. He's going to fit squarely in that kind of middle, you know, 14, 15, 16 spot of quarterbacks after this year, and then next year will be his ascension into the top
10. But if that's how you feel about it, then you would have to say that they made a mistake in hiring Vrabel. Because if you're saying
I think they made a mistake in hiring McDaniels.
J.J. McCarthy is going to be great because of Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you get the next great young offensive mind?
I agree. That's why I liked Ben Johnson during the coaching cycle. I was a big Ben Johnson guy. I like Vrabel, but I prefer Johnson, and I made that very clear, I feel like.
Pause.
I do. Hey, well, I love Big Johnson. So it's fine.
So Shimes,
Ted, Ben, doesn't matter.
So I get what you're saying. So Shimes' thing is really not with Vrabel. It's really more with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator. So if Drake May is not able to elevate to that next level,
he's going to point fingers at Josh McDaniels, not at Drake May.
Would that be correct, Shimes?
Yeah, I'm going to point a lot of fingers at Josh McDaniels and the offensive line. Like, I'll have a lot of issues with Vrabel's general managerial approach, but not necessarily him as a coach. I think he's a really good head coach. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like the Vrabel signing. I don't like the McDaniels one.
Wiggy, right. I'm just curious from your perspective. Obviously, you've done this at the highest level with different coaches. Is that the new day of the NFL where a great offensive mind is more valuable than a good receiver? Like, is it?
No. You still, because I think, and you talked about it with Josh Allen. Show me one quarterback not named Tom Brady and maybe not named Patrick Mahomes that can go out there and do it without an elite number one. Right. You can't find them. Maybe the only guy that I can maybe say,
what about Stafford?
Is Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Puka's awesome.
Stafford had Megatron for all those years.
No, that's true. But I'm saying, like, the guys that he's been throwing to haven't been top, even first-round draft picks.
No.
But I guess he has McVay. That's the other part.
But remember, yeah. Cooper Kupp was...
You need one or the other. Like, you need a legitimate number one receiver, or you need one of the best play callers in sports. And that's why I think J.J. McCarthy's numbers are so high, because he has both. He has Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the sport, and Kevin O'Connell, a top five play caller in the entire
Right, but time. Even when you don't have those guys, who was the guy that Shime loved, the offensive coordinator? Was it Bobby Slowick?
Yes. God, so much Slowick talk.
Right? And look at him. He kind of fell off. Like, it's still, if you have Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, like, if you have one of those guys, your offensive coordinator does not need to be great. Your quarterback does not need to be great. But if you have a great offensive coordinator and you don't have one of those guys, you'll still be good, but you won't.
Also, I think interesting reading into what the caller said about Diggs, if you're a Patriots fan, you certainly in a long time, maybe never in the Belichick era, did you have to deal with a, as he called it, a diva wide receiver.
Right. Well, because you had Brady. I mean,
right. But you also didn't have, as you're pointing out, the legit one.
Well, when you gave Brady a legit one, he set every record known to man.
Correct.
Right.
But I wouldn't. Randy Moss had his things, but I wouldn't call him a diva.
What?
What you
Randy
would,
Moss. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he would
not
be.
Not the way they are now, though.
Moss was like.
He, like, cut the, he did the diva, like, he was the what all other divas are measured against.
Straight
okay,
cash,
well,
homie.
So then it's been since then that.
Well, I mean, Michael Michael Irvin.
Was a diva.
Definite diva.
Yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Carter. They, don't have a fall guy.
No, I mean, Patriots-wise. Like, you just.
Oh, other than Moss?
Yeah.
Yeah, every. But you never had a legitimate number one other than Moss.
Yeah, you only had Ocho Stinko.
Right, because if you look at, like, we love Julian Edelman. We love.
Yes, you donkey. I did say Randy Moss wasn't a diva. I don't think he's a diva the way some of these guys are a diva.
You did have Troy Brown.
He is the opposite of a diva.
Right, but those guys were never viewed as, like, number one.
Courtney leaving her husband and coach, diva.
Yes, she would be considered a diva wide receiver.
I mean, the guy had one problem with one traffic officer who was directing traffic. Other than that, he was fine.
Who's
Randy
that?
Moss. Randy Moss.
Yeah, but see, I think, like, diva doesn't have to do with nothing off the field. It's more about on the field, getting me the ball. You know,
would you consider Antonio Brown a diva?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
But, you know, that's what it's more about. I want the ball. How many catches am I going to get? Where am I in the game? Like, that's the kind of diva. But as a great receiver, that's what you got to have.
He's a divo.
You got to have that. But when you but you need those guys.
Shime, are you going to elevate your JV soccer team?
Always. And it's the assistant coach of varsity. Get it right.
Assistant
to get it right. Get it right.
Like, would you
how many wins they have last year?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
What's your big coaching message going to be?
We're going to score. That's
men's
my
or women's soccer?
Men's.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right.
That sounds.
I mean, going to go out first day. Going to go out with a shirt saying I need to be paid what I'm deserved to be paid.
Will you be wearing a whistle?
Oh, I will 100% be carrying around a whistle.
Brutal.
Oh, shoot me.
How are you going to do it, though?
Because, well, I might go visor, too.
Because isn't...
Really
isn't,
tan the top of my head.
Isn't soccer in the fall?
Yeah.
So are you going to have to leave early for games on Fridays?
No. Wiggy, our show's done at 10.
Wiggy thinks it's bad when somebody takes a side job that might distract them from their day job.
In the fall.
You're right. I forgot. For some reason, I wasn't thinking like, I was like, yo, you get off at 10.
Like,
you
practice every day is at like 3.
Yeah, you have plenty of time.
But you were a head coach in the fall.
Yeah,
and
no.
You were able to do it.
Yeah,
for football, which is way more in depth than soccer.
For some reason, I don't know why I was thinking like, yeah, Chime, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's
just
all
stay
good.
On side out there.
And you're with a private school, so you won't have to worry about none of the union people.
Greg, you have to pick one. You have to attend and watch an entire soccer game that Chime coaches, or you have to fly next to Dakota.
I want to go see Chime coach.
That'll be fun.
I'm excited about it.
What school?
It's the Cambridge School in Weston. Cambridge School of Weston.
Okay. All right.
It's really the halftime adjustments. I mean, that's going to be the key.
I'll be the rah-rah guy, to be fair. You know?
Yeah. Just
I'm
so
just
you
the
know,
assistant to the head coach.
Kids in Weston don't take being yelled at well. Right. So.
But it's soccer,
they're
though.
From all over, though.
What are the adjustments you got to make? All right. Just kick the ball. Try to get it to the open guy and put it in the goal and put it in the net. Like, his Chime's going to be drawing up plays on the sideline.
No, there's plays to draw. Yeah.
There's only one talented private high school in Weston, and it's Rivers, not Cambridge School of Weston.
They're going. Odds Rivers
that,
is going.
Odds that Chime is involved in some kind of on-the-field altercation with a player on an opposing
no
team.
No way. Not with a player. Maybe with a referee, but never with a player.
What? Another coach, perhaps?
No.
Opposing
no.
coach?
Definitely the parents. Those parents over there. That Coach Chime, he talks about a lot of crazy things on his show, and I don't know if I want my kids around a guy like that.
Their record last season. Yeah.
You should have heard what they said about Gwyneth Paltrow and Ben Affleck and something about tea. And I don't know, but I don't feel like the kids should not be around that.
Chime took the job to steal Pikachus from the kids.
Chime, there's only one way to go up from last season's record. 2-7-2 last year.
We're going to crush.
Okay. Wait a second. 2-7-2?
Yeah.
So what is that, 11 games?
Yeah.
That's all I thought they played way more than that in high school.
No. Yeah, that's when you said earlier they play way more games than soccer. I was like, no, they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
About the same. All right, we got to take a break. We are going to get to Hill Notes next. Hill Notes, before we get out of here, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hey, Curtis. Hawaii called. They want you back because we don't want you back here. Jump ship and be on Angry Principal Dave's side now. But, I could never do that. Because Chime will always stink.
How was the 2-week vacation? Too much? Not enough?
More like 2.5 weeks, to be fair.
I was ready to come home at the end, but because I'm lucky. I love what I do. I missed you guys. I had a blast, but no, it was awesome. James was just 9-hour flight home. We had a 3-hour delay in Honolulu before flying, and he was. Perfect. Oh. It was awesome. Yeah. He was
you got
great.
A good one there.
Yeah, turned 3 when we were away. Had a lovely night. The only ripoff I had was the luau. What an absolute gouge job!
Really
awful.
What did they get you for a luau?
$400 a person.
Damn. Oh.
Open bar, but that doesn't matter for you, right?
Right. Yeah. Open bar. The
all you can eat pig.
When I tell you, the buffet was inedible. Like
really?
It was
really?
Like this hard. You know when you get chicken thighs with the meat still with the bone still there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, cutting it. Like, I needed, like, a power saw.
Damn.
It was awful. But other than that, lovely.
From the flight deck, this is your captain speaking. Would like to welcome you aboard flight 727 with nonstop service to Boston. Would also like to congratulate the woman sitting in A2 for leaving your husband for an extra 4 inches of legroom. We officially anoint you as the Delta douche of the day. As a result, you receive free first class tickets for the rest of your life. And feel free to leave your husband back in coach with the other peons for eternity.
You know what? Yeah.
Selfish. You are selfish.
I would
selfish.
Do it again. Yeah. Usually, you guys would make me feel bad
you
about something.
You would do it again?
And I would leave and I'd say, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. I should have really.
You are selfish.
I would do it again.
It obviously bothered him because I got that text at 6:02 this morning, so he's been stewing on it for a while.
And can I tell you, brilliant on many. Santo's smarter than I am. Very smart. Awesome guy. But this is also forcing Courtney's accountability down the line because she now knows. If she behaves in this way, it'll make it to the air.
Yeah.
So, Santo, brilliant.
And you know what? I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
Because if I was Santos' dad.
I had a lovely flight for 7 hours back, and I'd do it again.
If I was Santos' dad, I'd be like, you better leave that heifer.
No.
You better leave her.
Do you know what heifer means? Also?
I know what it means.
Yeah, you called me a cow.
That's kind of terms of that's what they say when you don't like the wife or the girlfriend.
Not really.
That's what you say when you call someone fat.
Could have said another word.
I'm sure I would rather a lot of other words than heifer.
I can't believe he just called you a heifer.
I can't either.
You look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
It has nothing to do with your looks, though.
If you call a woman a heifer, let me tell you, it's all about the looks.
No, it has nothing to do with looks.
A heifer.
That means you need to leave her and find you a new one.
God, Courtney, leaving Santo in the back of the plane with the rest of the peasants. I mean, I guess if they were on the Titanic, we'd know who'd be getting on the damn lifeboat.
Right.
Poor Santo, man. I feel for you, brother. I feel for you.
Yeah,
his
no,
mom's is going to be upset.
Oh, no. Nancy yes. would have my back 10 out of 10 times.
Wiggy won't give a mail carrier a glass of water on a 100-degree day. But he'll take a to-go bucket of Chinese buffet after he sat down to eat the meal so he can feed the community for an entire weekend.
Yep. Shit, I paid for it, though.
Yep.
I paid
not
for
really.
My to-go. Yeah, I did.
But you paid for what you can eat there. You're not mm-hmm. supposed to. We discussed this years ago.
Love Chinese food to-go.
You're not supposed to take a to-go bag from a buffet.
Courtney's just interested in the Coldplay guy because that's how Santo was holding the night terror guy on the plane. Better watch out for the upgrades at stadiums, too. He'll be coddling somebody.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not worried about that. You bring up Chinese food. Ireland has this thing called the spice bag. Have you ever heard of a spice bag?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's like French.
Does Gwyneth Paltrow like that?
Probably. Yeah. It's French fries and fried chicken, like all in a bag with all different spices in it. And then you can get sauce to put over it. Oh, my
really?
God.
Like chicken wings?
Oh, right. Like chicken fingers oh, more.
Okay. That sounds messy.
No.
So it's all put in a bag and then shaken. They
yes.
shake it. Really?
Yeah, it's called the spice bag. Santo had seen it online, so we wanted to get one. It was really good.
That was nowhere when we went to Ireland.
I know.
Those stupid bangers and mash. You can keep that.
Hey, Curtis, Courtney, welcome back, guys. We missed you. Courtney, the show is not the same when you're not there. Everyone misses you, especially Wiggy. Ask him why he kept calling Megal Courtney.
Yeah, I did call Megal Courtney a couple times.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You called me a heifer, so.
Yes, I mean, don't take it personal. That's what most mothers say.
Oh, my God.
Well, honey, that was a nice vacation. Oh, my God, that's our first class upgrade. It was great, babe. I could really use the extra room. Yeah, I've got to be able to stretch out. You really lucked out. What a great way to end a great trip. That's just got to be perfect for my Insta. Do I just go to the concierge? My ticket still says coach on the app. Bet. It's only for one upgrade. Oh, shoot. Do you think maybe I could use it this time? Oh, my God, Santo. Can I just have this without the guilt trip in my ass? I want to feel what those extra 7 inches feel like.
Good morning and welcome back, Queen Wiggy. There's not many people who are happy to have Curtis back, if any. But you must be happy because the last 2 weeks you have morphed into Curtis with your negativity and your nonsense and your condescending attitude. God, I hope you change or you will be next on the Hill Note assault by me. Get it together. And all of you frauds would have taken that upgrade to first class. Coco, good for you. Have a great day, everybody. Even you, numbnuts.
So who's morphing into numbnuts?
You.
Oh, I am.
Yes.
I've been on the Red Sox rolling since.
I mean, he's calling you negative.
For what? Oh, my water take? Well, guess what? Spend the $2.39 it is to get a water.
Welcome back, everybody. Coco, you're the best. Santo would have taken the upgrade. Yeah. Okay.
No way Santo does it.
No man married or involved in a serious relationship alive.
But I don't know.
Would have taken that upgrade over the woman.
And Courtney, you know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't compare the line that Santo is able to use when entering a foreign country because he has a GOES subscription to where you're seated for the duration of the flight.
Especially because you could also just get global entry.
Right.
Well, I mean. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't want to sit there and talk with him and have the flight home together.
We wouldn't have talked. Like, he would have slept. I would have watched a movie, and that would have been it.
That would have been it.
And Courtney, I'm on your side because I told you if I was your dad and Santo didn't wait in line with you and use the global, yeah. I would be like, yo, you better leave that jabroni. What the hell is that all about? Wait in line with your wife. Remember we talked about yeah. that, and I was like, man, you better leave that clown.
I did. He had global entry for this trip, as he always does, but I had fast track because I've reached the gold medallion status for Delta, mm-hmm. and you get fast tracked through. So, I mean, we each kind of left each other multiple times.
So I just wanted to clarify the whole Gwyneth Paltrow thing. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow drinks tea, and, you know, when she brews her tea, she does not like loose leaf. No, Gwyneth Paltrow always prefers a bag.
True, I guess.
Can you get tea without a bag?
Yeah.
Oh, you can? Yep.
That's what loose leaf means, yes.
Yeah.
So what, do they just put a bunch of leaves in there?
Yeah, but there's like a strainer.
It's a bougie way to get something that's already bougie.
I had no clue.
I believe you can also do mate, which is like an herbal tea.
Okay. We're out of time.
Thanks for that one.
You are an iced tea guy. We learned that down
yes.
down in Florida. That,
yeah, sweet
training.
Tea, though.
Like to
yeah.
like
who can
yeah.
forget?
Yeah. Especially when somebody black's making it, too.
And serving it, apparently.
Yeah, I don't mind that. You know? If they're easy on the eyes, who doesn't like that?
She was very easy on the eyes.
That's a little young for my taking, but you know what? Right in Greg and Bill's wheelhouse.
You're very flirtatious, though. With that,
no, I'm just a friendly person.
Very friendly.
That's all it is.
That you are.
I'm friendly with everybody.
Amen.
Don't matter what you look like. Could be pretty, ugly, guy, gal.
Heifer.
Doesn't matter. Heifer. Heifer, not heifer.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. It's A-H at the end. Heifer.
Heifer. Yeah.
That's what I would have said. Come on, Courtney. You should never leave your man like that.
Hey, guys, I just got to say this. If I'm Courtney's husband, Santa, I'm headed to the courthouse this morning filing for a divorce.
Right.
Santa.
You never know.
I didn't know Santa was married.
Yeah.
He might sit next to a lady. Next thing you know, he's getting fondled.
Well, I know. Were you concerned that he might have been sitting next to a woman?
I certainly was not.
You didn't care.
No, Talina taught me if you can get him, you can have him.
There you go. That is true.
Okay, so I hear Courtney wants to remove some of her famous drops from the vault. As a loyal listener, I just want to put my two cents in. Emeba and fire extinguisher are off the table. Those are timeless classics that must be preserved for posterity.
True.
Yeah, yes. From a brain-eating amoeba.
The Pete Buttigieg ones, too.
Yeah, that one's good. I still don't really know how. She said some of them were disguised as fire extinguishers.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Shime, thank you. Those who left a Hill Note, thank you. Hill Notes brought to you today by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
And that, my friends, is today's show.
It's over?
It's over.
Oh, that's so good to be back.
Great to have everybody back. And we will all be right back here tomorrow morning at 6. And I hope you will, too. Have a great day. Thank you.
Now the time has come for leaving.